Thank you, Brother Toby. What a blessing to be here tonight. And I'm as honored to be here tonight as I was the first time that I stood here in this place. And I appreciate the Lord allowing us another time, another opportunity to be here. Thank you again, Pastor, for your kind invitation to come to be a part of this meeting. I rejoice as you sung tonight. The Lord sung through you.
Oh, yes.
And I'm glad the Lord does deliver again.
Hallelujah.
And Brother Toby made mention about the long have been coming, the different messages preached, the number of messages, and all of that. And I don't know. I trust some way the Lord has used us down through the years to be a blessing and a help to you and to others that have come through and been here and been a part of the meetings down through the years. But as I sat there tonight and heard you sing, I thought, what a blessing they have been being to me. And what of encouragement they're being to me. Of course, I do remember those days when there wasn't enough to have a choir.
Yes, sir.
Brother Toby, and but then tonight the choir was full. And not just full, that's beside the point, but the fact they were singing unto the Lord, and the Lord was singing through them.
Amen.
That's what makes it all worthwhile. So I'm honored to be here. I feel little to be here and stand in this place where this dear man of God stands week in and week out and preaches to you. And far surpassed me in preaching. And I feel little, but I appreciate the opportunity to be here in these days. Always been a joy and a privilege to come and be a part of this meeting. And again, you're a blessing to me. I don't know, maybe in times past and years gone by, I've been a blessing, but I know the last several years you've been a blessing and a help to me, and it's been my honor to be here. And actually, by being here and Brother Toby putting sermons and messages on the internet like he has, I've had a lot of folks that I've met through that way.
Yes.
Would have met no other way. I don't know. I should have kept it down, I guess, and wrote it down, but I don't know that the number of preachers that have contacted me and said, I heard you on that website there of Truth Baptist Church, and I want you to come help me in a meeting.
Yes, sir.
And I don't have any spin, but it's been several. Still run into people that do the same thing.
Yes,
so what a blessing. And who would have thought that, you see? My, the Lord works in great and mysterious ways, and I appreciate that. Well, it's a joy to be here tonight, and we look forward to this week as the Lord would see fit. And we want to honor the Lord the best we know how tonight, because we might not have the rest of the week. May not have no other time. May not have but just tonight. So we want to honor the Lord. Give Him all we've got tonight.
Amen.
Let Him have His way tonight.
Amen.
Be honest and sincere with Him tonight.
Yes.
And let Him speak to our hearts tonight and respond to Him however He'd want us to tonight. Call your attention to Genesis chapter number 14.
FMO.
The book of Genesis chapter number 14. Now, out of that, around 100 sermons or more or less, whatever it is, I'm sure that I have preached probably from this text and maybe this along this message right here. But somehow I can't get away from it. And somehow I am pulled and drawn towards this way. And there's other things that I thought earlier in the week that I would preach. As a matter of fact, another direction I thought I would go and was pretty well settled with it. But as the time got closer, my heart got heavier with this. So if it is a repeat, it is what the Lord wants tonight. All I have to give you.
Yes.
And so I trust the Lord will help us with it tonight. And it's in my heart. I don't know. The Lord could change it after tonight. And He has many times. And He could after tonight. But it's in my heart throughout the week, if the Lord's will, for me to preach on Abram or Abraham all week. So we'll begin here tonight in this chapter, and there's at least a couple or maybe three times that we'll preach out of this chapter and others as the Lord might direct. And I hope we can glean and gather from His word that would bless and benefit our lives.
Amen.
And if you've heard it before, maybe a reason God wants you to hear it the second time.
Amen?
Oh, my. And if you've heard it before, might be the third time. I don't know. But the Lord wants you to hear it the third time.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I know the Lord let the sheep down to Peter three times.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And so sometimes God has to reassure or reaffirm or make sure that we understand what it is that He's saying to us.
Amen.
Did He not say, Simon, Simon? Amen.
Yes.
Oh, hear me, friend. Did He not say, Martha, Martha?
Yes.
And so sometimes God has to repeat to us what He wants us to hear.
Right, right.
Amen. And so we will pay closer attention to it. I trust tonight that we'll get hear what He wants us to have tonight. And I appreciate you praying for us tonight. I do need your prayers. I want to begin reading with verse 14. We're looking at chapter 14. Let's begin reading with verse number 14. Read the remaining part of the chapter and then try to preach as the Lord would direct us. And you that know the worth of prayer, I want to ask you one more time. Or if I've asked you 100 times before, I want to ask you one more time to pray for me. Pray for me. Because I can't preach no better tonight without you praying as I could the first time that I came. And I can't preach tonight like I could not preach the first time that I tried to preach without the touch of the Lord.
Amen.
And the help of God tonight.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is the only preacher in the world in hell.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. We're just voices that He cries through.
Yes.
That's all we are.
Yes.
John the Baptist, the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
Yes.
He provided the voice, but God done the crying.
That's right.
Amen. And that's all we do as preachers. We provide the voice.
Yes.
And let God cry through us.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Oh, hear me, friend. Wish you could make people understand that.
Yes.
And believe that and know that.
Yes.
When you get that message from the Lord or He cries through you, the people realize it's not just the preacher's opinion.
Yes.
Amen. It's not just his idea. It's not him just trying to make his point.
Yes.
But it's God crying through him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Paul said to preach as the very oracles of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hear me, friend.
Hallelujah.
I trust tonight you hear it that way.
Yes.
Don't hear me tonight. I'm not important. But you can hear His voice in my voice tonight.
Amen.
Oh, if you hear His word through my words tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. That's what's important.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I do believe that is gospel preaching, don't you?
Amen.
When His voice is heard through man's voice.
Amen.
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 Oh my. When God talks to you through the voice of the preacher,
Amen.
The voice of the man of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hear me. Oh, I don't know how many times I heard the preacher preach. Oh my, he preached the truth. Different ones preached the truth.
That's right.
Growing up as a boy. But one night I heard through the voice of that man of God, the voice of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Different that night. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's why we're faithful, for we never know when it'll be. We don't know what night, what day.
Yeah.
We don't know what message. But God is going to cry through us. And it touched the heart of that sinner.
Yeah.
And they hear the word of God. And faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of the Lord. Of the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Amen. Oh, it is the word of faith that we preach. Amen.
Yes.
Bless His name.
Yes.
So we're doing our best to preach there tonight. Genesis 14 and 14. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan.
Yes.
And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. The king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is in the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High God.
Yes.
And he blessed him. And he said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth.
Amen.
And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all.
Amen.
And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself.
Amen.
And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord,
right,
the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe latchet, that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich.
Yes, right.
Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Alor, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Father, thank you for the reading of the Scriptures. Thank you for preserving your word to this generation. Thank you for the portion you directed our heart to. Thank you for the songs and the testimonies and the prayers and that that's been done already tonight to bring honor and glory to your name. Thank you for your presence, Lord, that we felt already tonight. You're welcome here, Lord. We invite you here. We want you here. Oh, Lord, help us now. Do for us what we can't do for ourselves. Reveal yourself to every one of us. Oh, Lord, don't let any of us leave like we've come tonight, but may we leave here, oh, dear Lord, drawn closer to you. May we leave here, I walk in the light, Lord, of thy word and thy will and thy way tonight. Let nothing hinder, oh, Lord, your will being accomplished in our lives tonight. May every soul be subject to the power of God and obedient to the Holy Spirit tonight. Woo and draw sinners to you. Stir up the saints tonight. Have your way among us. Oh, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Help us now as we endeavor to preach. Preach through us tonight. Call our remembrance to Scripture. Give us insight and understanding. Unction and utterance tonight. And may the Word of God find lodging in our lives tonight. Above everything, may your name be glorified and magnified among us. And we'll bow with it head and thank you for everything you do. We ask everything we ask in Jesus' lovely name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Abraham stands in the Old Testament as the friend of God. He stands as the patriarch of faith. We're taught even in the New Testament that even the church of the living God, though saved by grace, are the children of Abraham.
Amen.
That is, children by faith.
Amen.
Children according to the spiritual promise made unto Abraham.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And so tonight, we want to look at this man here in this text tonight. As he has here gone to battle and is returning. I'd like to preach tonight on the thought of Abram the hero. Abram, or Abraham the hero. As he comes on the scene in these verses that we read tonight, that's exactly what he is, or who he is tonight. He is a hero.
Amen.
He has been into battle.
Yes.
And he has defeated, my friend, the four kings. My friend, that the five kings joined in league with Sodom could not defeat. Amen.
Yes.
He has rescued Lot and all of his family and his goods. He's not only rescued Lot, he has rescued Sodom from the hand of these four kings. And he's on his way back home. He's coming back now with the spoils of victory. He's coming back with all the people. He's coming back with all the goods. Amen. He's coming back with everything. Amen. And my God, what a my friend hero of that Abraham is, or Abraham, as he is called here. Him tonight. As he comes back, and the Bible said he marches through the valley of Sheba, thank God, which is the king's dale. The word Sheba simply means a level plain. It was a place here
in this country and in this land where the kings, after they had won battles, after they had had victory, my friend, from being in war, they would come through, and it was like a parade ground, amen, that they would come through and show off, thank God, what they had accomplished, thank God, what they had done, and how, my friend, they had won the victory. As the people looked on, as the crowds looked on, here comes Abraham, thank God, the hero. Are you hearing me? They're looking at him. Thank God, they're marveling at him. Amen. Thank God. For with 300 men, he has defeated four kings. Oh my. And brought forth, thank God, the victory. Anybody listening to me tonight? Amen. And so here he comes now. Thank God. And everybody's eyes are focused on him. And everybody understands, thank God, that by his hand there has been wrought something very unusual. Amen. Hallelujah. But can I say to you, thank God, here is Abram, the hero, but he is more vulnerable at this point in his life than when he was when he went into the battle against the four kings. Are you listening to me? As a matter of fact, he is so vulnerable at this point as a hero that the Bible said God sent Melchizedek, that priest of the Most High God, to meet him as he comes through that valley of Sheba, that king's day. Oh, amen. Oh, my. For he needed something from the Lord at that point, greater than he needed going into the battle.
Yeah.
It looks like to me he needed the need of the Lord going into battle, facing the enemy, facing my friend, more than what he had, my friend, on his side. But God should have revealed himself to him then. But God said, you're in greater danger now, and you're facing a greater battle now than when you come. I face the four kings.
Anybody hear me? Oh, hear me tonight. Oh, hear me. Can I say he was a conqueror?
He had it all. But he was about to become a combatant again. And he could lose it all.
Amen.
Anybody listening to me tonight? Can I say to you, I hear me tonight, he was a victor. But he was at the place that he might become a victim.
Amen.
Anybody listening tonight?
Amen.
He had overcome my friend, but now he was at a place that he, my friend, was about to be or could be overcome.
Amen.
Amen. He had been triumphant, my God, and it's shown because he's bringing back all the people of Sodom and the Judges, as well as Lot and his family.
Amen.
But now he that had been triumphant was about to be kicked down.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Can I say to you, you are most vulnerable after your victory, after your mountaintop experience.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Are you hearing me?
Come on.
Oh, my. It's not in your lowest valley that you're subject to more defeat. It's not when you are burdened that you're about to go under. Your burdens rarely will sink you, but it's your blessings that we are. You hear me? And it's after you come, my friends, from the place of triumph, that there you are at the most time, a soul, a greatest time in your life, how to be tempted.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If any man thinks he standeth, think he, lest he fall.
Amen.
Pride goeth before a destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
Amen.
As Abraham came back, thank God, as the people began to chant, people began to look at him as those other kings. I came, and I feel I can admire what he's done and brag on him. He is at a vulnerable point in his life. Will you hear me tonight?
Amen, sir.
Amen?
Yes.
Come on.
Are you listening?
Yes.
God, help us tonight. Amen. May I say to you tonight, it is even our dear Savior, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. But after the baptism of John in Jordan, after that Holy Spirit descended like a dove on his shoulder, after that voice I was heard from the excellent glory that said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." It was after that he was tempted. It was after that victorious moment. It was after, that story unto the nation of Israel that up yonder in the mountain, after 40 days of fasting, how that Satan tempted him and said, "Here thou be the Son of God."
Amen. Yes, sir, preacher.
Hallelujah. And I don't think he's saying to him or posing the question to Jesus, "Is Satan, if thou be the Son of God," because he's doubtful of it, or even because he wants Jesus how to be doubtful of it. But he says, "Since you've had that experience, I got 40 days ago in the river of Jordan, if you really are who God and the Holy Ghost I declared you to be in John the Baptist, why don't you command these souls how to be made bread? Why don't you take that power in your hand and call something to happen?"
Amen. Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. And Jesus said, "I'll not usurp," amen, "of the will and the authority of my Father. It is written, man shall live by bread alone. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Hallelujah. And if he tells me to do it, I'll do it. But it'll be his word and not yours. It'll be his word and not mine.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo! Yeah. I'm under his God instruction. I'm under his command. Hey God, I'm under his control.
Yeah.
And when he gets ready to feed me, he'll feed me. I'm not going to take anything in my hand, though I have the Son of God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Hello. I want to ask you tonight. Amen. You've been a victor in being saved by the grace of God. You've been a victor. Woo! In serving God. You've been a victor in worshiping, thank God, and loving God and experiencing of the power of God in your life. But look around you tonight. Be very cautious and careful, because you might go from being a victor how to becoming a victim tonight.
Yes, sir, preacher.
Amen. Are you listening to me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. As a matter of fact, when Abram comes to this valley of Sheba, this king's dale, he's going to have two offers. Amen. Are you hearing me? Are you listening? He's going to have two kings.
Yes, sir.
That meet him.
That's right.
The king of Salem and the king of Sodom.
Amen.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The king of righteousness and peace. Amen.
Right.
And the king of Sodom, whose name means son of evil or son of burning.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Come on.
Oh my. And if Abram's not careful, this great multitude and all these possessions will be an enticement to him. Oh, to walk away from the God that brought him here.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
I wish tonight you could say no to your flesh one time.
Amen.
And never be bothered again by your flesh. I wish you could say no to Satan one time. And he would immediately leave you and you'd never see him the rest of your days. I wish you could say no unto this world, I God, and this sin one time, I God, and it'd be a final time. But over and over again, day in and day out, night in and night out, time in and time out, and most expectantly, right after a place of victory, right after a mountaintop experience, right after you've experienced the Lord like no other way, and He has helped you mightily. That's when Satan will come along and offer you, I God, and tempt you, and you'll find yourself
becoming a victim instead of a victor.
Amen.
Am I listening to the preacher tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Oh, amen.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, God, help us tonight. Oh, my. Now, the king of Sodom said to Abram, you can take all the goods that you took from these four kings that took everything from us. You have everything that was in Sodom.
Every one of the possessions, all the goods, all the wealth, all the riches,
you can have it. Just give me the people.
Amen.
That's all I want.
Amen.
Just give me the persons back, the people back. But everything else that you took from the four kings will be the spoils of victory for you.
Amen.
It's yours. Amen.
Amen.
May I remind you tonight, when Abram looked at that, hallelujah, amen, he could have made him more times the wealth of what he already had.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But he looked at the king of Sodom and said, there's something about your name. Hallelujah. Son of evil. Something about your offer just don't ring true. Why is it you're willing to give up the goods but not the people? Hallelujah. Why is it the possessions mean nothing to you but the souls mean something to you? Are you all hearing me tonight? Oh my. Oh, hear me, friend. Thank God. Satan doesn't care if you wealthy. Are you hearing me, friend? Oh, but he wants your soul tonight. He wants your life tonight. Hallelujah. You say, the preacher, I'm saying, he can't have my soul. Oh, don't let him have your life tonight.
Amen.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
I'm tired of the scorched earth message.
Amen.
And ministry.
Amen.
That's coming from many of our churches and pulpits. All they say is, so long as your soul is saved, don't worry about your life. But Jesus didn't just come how to save souls. He came to save lives.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. And the idea among mass evangelism is today, get a ticket punched. Thank God that you can escape hell and get a place into heaven, and that's all that matters. Keep going the way you're going. But I'm telling you, that's far into the Scripture and far into the Word of God. Thank God He didn't just come on a punch your ticket for heaven and make you and be a fire escape from hell. He come to change your life. Thank God He come to give you life and that you might have it more abundantly.
preacher.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yet tonight, in just a moment, and I hate to do this because you've got to get your mind off the message, but how long would it take you tonight to flood your mind and fill your mind in the last 5 years of folks whose life is wasted tonight?
Yeah.
And the soul may be saved in the end.
Yes, sir.
But tonight they're shipwrecked concerning faith. And they're a victim tonight. Amen. And we'll never sit in places like we've sat before. Ever again.
Amen. Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Somebody said it won't happen to me. You're the prime suspect tonight.
That's right.
You're the prime target for Satan tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Whether you're a young man or a young lady tonight, amen.
Yes, sir.
Whether you're a preteen or a teenager tonight, or a young, am I being single person tonight, or a young married couple, my God. Or whether you're middle aged or old tonight, I'm here to tell you, friend, my God. Oh, hear me. You must beware unless you become to be a victor. The victor.
Amen.
Lord have mercy on us. Sometime in your life, sometime in this journey that you're walking on, you're going to come to that crossroads. Where the king of Sodom is going to make you an offer.
Amen.
That looks like could not and should not be refused.
Right. Amen.
And more times than not, it'll come just after a great victory.
Amen.
Just after you think you never can do anything wrong with it.
Amen. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
And you're on top of the world.
Amen.
Are you listening to the preacher tonight?
Yes, sir.
No more. Amen.
God have mercy.
You'll come to that crossroads somewhere. Some of you may be closer tonight than you realize.
Bless him, Lord.
Some of you may be there tonight.
Amen.
Some of you may be there before the week's out.
Amen. Oh, yes.
I'm begging you tonight to make sure look at both offers the second time.
Yes, sir.
And see which one is really the best for you tonight.
Amen.
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 Take all the goods. Take all the possessions. But I'll take the persons. I'll take the people. That's what the king of Sodom said.
Yes,
he's the son of evil. He's the son of burning. And the word Sodom simply means scorched.
Amen.
So what he's saying is what I'm going to give you, what I'm offering you, is going to the burning. What I'm offering you is going to be scorched. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What I'm offering you, oh, that's no eternal value.
Hey.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
What I'm offering you is going to be consumed.
Amen.
What I'm offering you is going to pass away.
Amen.
Woo! What I'm offering you is going up in smoke.
Amen.
What I'm offering you is going to melt in the fire and be consumed by the fire. Oh, you hear me tonight?
That
is what he's offering you tonight.
Amen.
Oh my. God help us tonight.
Amen.
I won't be very long, much longer, I don't think. Let's look at it for just a moment.
Obey the Lord, preacher.
Hey. Amen. There's the offer from the king of Sodom. There's the offer from King Bera. Amen. And on to the scene. As he comes through that valley, and everybody's applauding and everybody's saying, there's the hero. There's the man. That's him. Hallelujah. Oh my. Be careful, preachers.
Amen.
When they said, man, didn't he preach?
Yeah.
Didn't he teach Sunday school today?
Yeah.
Didn't he have a real prayer?
Amen.
Didn't he really testify?
Amen.
Didn't she really shout?
Amen.
Oh, what a singer. Have you ever heard such singing?
Amen.
Have you ever felt such anointed singing? Hold up, person.
Amen.
You're close.
That's right.
You're close. Take it in. Let it build you up and pump you up. Let it swell you up. And here will come the king of Sodom and say, hey, kind of hero you are, kind of person you are, here's what you deserve. Here's what you want to have.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
There was another king that showed up as he came through that valley. And the king's dale, and the crowd was applauding him. The Bible called him Melchizedek.
Right.
The king of Salem.
Yes.
And he's priest of the Most High God.
Amen.
Never seen him before. This is his first appearance.
Right.
Hallelujah. Are you hearing me?
Yep.
And he is king. Because this king, he brings gifts. As the king, he brings blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! He's got bread and wine.
Hallelujah.
And he says, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth.
Yes.
He blesses Abram because he's a king. And he has the right to bless him. Woo! Hallelujah. Have you been blessed enough over yonder coming back with all that crowd? Oh no. I've got a blessing that's greater than what you experienced. Hey God, it's a slime pit. Hey God, as you took up from the four kings a channel armor and his lead, as you took from him, hey God, I've got something greater. Hey God, it's a blessing of the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Woo! Now compare this, Abraham. Hey God, God wants to bless you. And he sent me to bless you. Hey God, who's the possessor of heaven and earth. And over here stands the king of Sodom. And all he's got, Sodom. And what's in it? And God's got it all. He's the possessor of heaven and earth. And you'd rather have just what's in Sodom. Or you'd rather have all that God has. He's the possessor. And you can see his blessings. You can see his possessions. You can't see these, but I'm telling you they're there. Woo! Hey God, don't you remember Abraham? That's why you left her in the Chaldees. And that's why you haven't looked back. You're looking for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Will you listen to me tonight?
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And then, after he blessed Abraham, hallelujah, of the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, amen. And he turned around and said, blessed. He blessed Abraham because he was king. But he blessed the Lord in Abraham's behalf because he's the high priest of God.
Right. Yeah.
Woo! As God's king, he can give gifts on Abraham, but he's God's high priest. He can turn around, hey God, and offer gifts unto God in behalf of Abraham. Hallelujah. And he said, and blessed be of the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemy into thy hand.
Amen.
I want you to remember something. Hey, Abram, don't forget. Hallelujah. It wasn't because you outsmarted the enemy. It wasn't by your power, your might. It is the Most High God that gave you the victory. You're coming back as a hero, not because of who you are, but because God is who He is. He blessed you. He gave you the power to overcome the enemy. The more you take too much credit, the more you brag too much on yourself, the more you swell up too much with pride, you better bow your unworthy head and say, God, there'll ever be a man.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Being confronted with these two kings and their offers, Abraham looked at Melchizedek and he said, "You bless me and you bless my God and you bless the Most High God." Hallelujah. "Since you're his priest, take this and tell him I appreciate what he's done." That's what the Bible said. He gave him tithes of all.
Yeah.
That word simply means he got the top of the heap.
Amen.
And he gave it to Melchizedek.
Yeah,
said, "Since I can't get to God, but you can, since you're his high priest, hey God, offer this to him." Woo! Tell him that I recognize everything I have is what he gave me. It's all by his mercy and grace. It's all because of his goodness and come towards me. It's all because of his deliverance. It is he that brought me safely through and brought me here. Hallelujah. And take the best there is. Take the top of the heap. Take the first choice. I got it all to him. And to me, the thanksgiving and prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And Sodom, King of Sodom, King Beba, said, "What about it? We got a deal?" He said, "I'm sorry, King Beba. And I'm not really sorry, but I've got a better offer than you."
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And I've already lifted up my hand.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
So ask God, I ain't going to lift up my hand to you, but I'm going to lift it up to him. I'm going to forget about it. I've done promised. I've done swore ago. I've done made a covenant.
Yes, amen.
How can I do things like he wanted it done?
Yeah.
And I praise him and praise him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He said, "Matter of fact, I'm not going to take a thread down to a shoelace."
Yep.
Yeah. But I don't want you to say that you have made Abram rich.
Amen.
He said, "I'm rich before you come along. I'm rich before I read the Bible. I'm rich since I come out of Bible."
Hallelujah. Yes.
I'm rich now because of what you've done. To me, that's the Word of God and the joy of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. And he said to Sodom, "I'd rather have what God says, and I'd rather have the joy that the Holy Ghost brings." Woo! I'd rather have that. Whatever it is you offer me, I'll take the bread and the wine. Hallelujah. Woo!
Amen.
Woo! As a matter of fact, those words are eternal words.
Yeah.
Those words are everlasting words.
Yeah.
Heaven and earth will pass away. All that Sodom has will pass away.
Yeah.
But these words will not pass away.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank God, all the possessions.
great.
Hallelujah.
I dare say, there's a week goes by that through some means, email, text, phone call, face-to-face conversation, that I don't talk to some preacher or some church folk that decries there's no place to go, very few places to go. Amen. What used to be old-fashioned has quit being old-fashioned.
Amen.
They've gone modern and contemporary.
Amen. Amen.
They took the world. Anybody hear me?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. Hallelujah. As long as you stay with that, I'll keep coming. Lord's will.
Hallelujah.
Well, y'all want the bread and wine, I'll keep preaching. I realize you're slobbering and spitting and hacking's out of date and out of style, but it's just my way and I'll keep giving it if that's what you choose. If you don't want it, I'll find somewhere. Hey God, I'm preaching on the stump like John Wesley did. Hey God, hallelujah. 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 Hey God, give me the bread and the wine.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
You take it everything else. I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested in what modern Christendom says you have to have. How to have a measure of success. How done that Melchizedek. He said, here's bread and wine. And that's what I'm going to have tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bless His name.
Amen.
May I say to the sinner tonight, if you're here in our congregation, there's one thing God offers you. That's the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
We don't have a get-rich-quick scheme.
Amen.
We're not preaching a health and wealth gospel.
Amen.
We're not telling you if you'll come down here, amen, and let us snuck in ahead or take some of our holy water or,
amen,
some special cloth, amen, or some rock we've dug out of somewhere. Thank God you'll get wealthy. Thank God you'll get your Rolls Royce and your condominium and you'll never be sick again. We ain't got that. But I'm telling you, if you're tired of sin, thank God, if you're tired of the ugliness and the blackness and the condemnation and the filth of sin, and you want to be washed, and you want to be made whole, and you want to escape the damnation of hell, Christ died for you in Calvary. His blood paid for you from the already cross, and every soul that plunges beneath that crimson flow, thank God, can be washed from all their sins.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the blood of God.
Praise
and the body.
The Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening?
Hallelujah.
You say, but preacher, I've already become a victim. I was born in sin. But can I say tonight you can be born again?
Amen.
You say, preacher, I've been saved. I've been born again. But I'm crying this fall tonight, old wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I'm a victim. Oh, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory.
Amen.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You say, but preacher, we're victims of prophecy. We're born in this time and all things are coming apart. Hallelujah. Yeah, but thank God this is the victory that overcometh the world.
Amen.
Even our faith.
Amen.
Oh, we may be victims, but we're victors tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing that you sung, I'd rather have Jesus, and all that went on about that. And I've told you before, let me tell you one more time when I'm through tonight. What choice are you going to make? You're going to have to make one as a sinner and as a child of God tonight. You're going to have to make a choice.
Yes, sir.
George Beverly Shea was born Canadian and converted and began to sing gospel songs. Had a unique and unusual and special voice.
Yes, sir.
Folks heard him sing at the Billy Graham Crusades and other things. One day while singing at a crusade, some high-ranking officials of the NBC network invited him to come see him in their offices the next day. And when he arrived before those NBC, Brother Toby said executives, thank you, CEOs, as he arrived before them, they had a contract ready for him to sign and said, if you'll sign a contract and sing for us, you'll have lots more money than what you're making in these crusades. You'll have a lot more popularity and all that goes with that.
Yes, sir.
If you'll just sing our songs and leave all that other behind.
Yes, sir.
We recognize the wealth of talent that's in your voice. And you should be rewarded for that. Yeah. And we think you should. And we want you to have what's yours, the share, and we want to share with you in that. He said, let me go home and think about it and pray over it. That night, searching through some old things, he found an old poem that his mother had given him from years gone by. And as he read over that poem, he put music to those to the words of that poem. And when he come back the next morning and stood again before those executives of NBC, they said, what is your answer? Will you sign this contract? And he said, no. And let me sing you this song as my answer. And of course, you've heard it over and over again. I'd rather have Jesus as silver and gold.
Amen.
I'd rather be His as to have riches untold.
Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus as worldwide fame.
Yes.
I'd rather be true to His holy name.
Amen.
And to be a king of a vast domain. And to be held in sin, stressed ways.
Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus as man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh my.
Yes.
And so he walked away, choosing the King of Salem instead of the King of Sodom.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now you're familiar, I guess, with this. What's it been now? 2 years? 3 years? Time gets away. George Beverly Shea passed away. He was over 100. I'm thinking 103, 104. He lived, of course, outside of Asheville, North Carolina, Black Mountain. And I have a preacher friend. Matter of fact, scheduled to preach for him next February. And there in the mountains of North Carolina. Lives in Black Mountain, and his brother-in-law, his wife's brother, is a barber. He was George Beverly Shea's barber. In his later years, in his older age, he could not make it to the barber shop, and so when he needed the haircut, whatever time frame it was, he would go to his home. And 2 weeks before he passed away, he was called to his home to give George Beverly Shea another haircut. And he said, when I got to the door of his house, he said, as you go in to the right of the house, he said, the door's unlocked, so I just went in. He said, as you step in and you look, or you turn to your right, he said, that's his music room. And he said, he was sitting at the piano, and he was singing and playing, I'd rather have Jesus than anything. This world affords today. Are you listening to the preacher tonight?
Amen.
What are you going to choose tonight?
Amen.
Are you going to be a victor or a victim? Are you going to be an overcomer or overcome? Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
How is it with you tonight? Some of you are right there at that place and at that point. If you can hear me tonight, if you can hear me at all, please listen. And turn in the right direction tonight. And listen to the right one as we stand tonight, as they come with song of invitation, you need to use this altar. If you're a sinner tonight and need that body and blood, would you come? If you're a saint tonight and you desire that word and that joy of the Holy Ghost more than anything else, would you come tonight? You say, but preacher, I've done made the wrong choice. I realize tonight I've done took the wrong deal. Then before anything else happens, before it gets any worse, the Lord allows you to turn around tonight.
Amen.
The Lord will allow you to turn it over to Him tonight.
Amen.
And make it right. Why don't you come? Oh, would you come tonight? Who are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Oh, would you come? You may be the hero, but would you hearken to the voice of God?
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather
rather be led by His Son.